host, Catherine Valsey, and welcome to Unpack with Cat. I honestly realize that I usually just jump right into speaking as if people aren't ever first-time listeners, and so I've got to do better with introductions. If this is your first time listening, I'm Catherine. Most people call me Cat, and I'm so happy you're here. I genuinely love this space so much, and I hope you do as well. I hope you enjoy this episode and so many others. But all right, y'all, long time no speak. I'm really, really sorry for the delay. My recovery from Thailand took so much longer than expected because the jet lag was so brutal, and it feels like I blinked and boom, all of a sudden it's spring. The flowers are here, leaves are forming, it's 80 degrees today. Like, I'm so shook, still processing, but so grateful because I feel so alive during spring, so energized. And I do want to note that a great episode to listen to during this time would be my spring reset episode from last year. I think a huge part of spring is decluttering, releasing, and just stepping into the new year alongside nature. So today's episode is also very timely in my eyes. I personally think during winter, it's really difficult for me to release these types of episodes because winter just doesn't give that energy. It gives rest, slow down, be still, hibernate. I feel like in spring, it makes more sense to be talking about the need for action. But before I jump in, I do want to share some updates, just some housekeeping. Since we last talked, I did go on a solo trip to Thailand and I have released all the information for my trip, the full itinerary, hotel recommendations, tour recommendations, location recommendations, everything. So if Thailand is a place you're interested in traveling, definitely check out my TikTok, which is Kat Valsey, and my Instagram, which is Kat Valsey. I've recently been getting a lot of questions asking what my socials are within like the discussion part of Spotify. They are always in the details of each episode, but I'm realizing people might not read that. So I want to verbally put it out. I also want to let y'all know that after my graduation, I'll actively start planning a wellness retreat that I would like to host, so stay tuned for all of that information. I do graduate in May, and it feels like I'm graduating with everyone because I've done this entire like online journey and platform situation throughout my college years, so I can't wait to share all of that and talk about post-graduation life as a psychology major. And I'm like trying to cover everything, but oh, I just signed with my dream agency, so I will be dibbling and dabbling in various like media opportunities that I likely wouldn't receive outside of the agency. And the last thing is I'm stepping into my dating season, which is just really hilarious, honestly. Like, I wish that I could talk to each one of y'all personally and you all would see how hilarious it is and how hilarious I am within it. Like, I feel like I'm really out of touch with like the dating world. I'm honestly not sure how much longer I can last. I'm trying to be open-minded, but I say all this to say I will likely share another episode on dating or talking about a single season and everything that goes with it. But I feel like I'm saying a lot and I don't want to take up too much time with things that don't necessarily pertain to the topic of this episode. I just like to keep y'all up to date on what's going on in my life because whenever I'm not as active on here with episodes, it's because of all the other moving pieces, and I just want y'all to be aware. But as always, before we begin an episode, I always like to remind you all to take care of yourselves while you're listening to this. Whatever your body is calling for, whether that's movement, food, water, relaxing, whatever it is, just listen to your body while you listen to this. And without further ado, let's get into it. So as you can see by the title of today's episode, we're talking about the need for action because faith without works is dead. I remember earlier this year, I read something that was like, your goals are great. You know, it's great to have a destination in mind, a place you're working towards. Super cool. But the systems you have in place to achieve those goals are just as important, if not more important. Those systems need to be where your focus lies, where you adjust as you see fit, where you analyze, try out, see what works, see what's not, and then mold and customize as needed. I think that this topic is so important because my life changed when I understood the importance of the two. For a long time, as I've already said on this podcast, I wanted peace. I wanted a calm heart, a tender heart, a clear mind. I wanted to move my body throughout the day. I wanted movement to be no stranger to me. I wanted to eat fresh foods. I wanted a room that felt like home. I wanted community. I wanted hobbies. I wanted money to flow with something I really enjoyed. I wanted to feel like life had purpose and meaning, right? I wanted things to feel fulfilling. And so I had faith that one day it would all come to pass. It would all fall into place. But my actions to get there, they weren't consistent and they weren't intentional. In other words, there were no systems in place to help my actions begin to match my vision. Like, I woke up every day and winged it. And again, I don't want to talk down to that version of me, because often when we're moving in that way, we are moving in a way to survive. Like, during that time of my life, I remember it was like, listen, I just need to make it through the day, okay? And so if that's the space you're in right now, I get it. And I'm sending you all love. But I feel like there's a shift that happens where we have the choice to do things differently because we want different. And I think that season calls for the most action of any season. Like, right now, I feel like I'm in my maintenance season. But when you are building, when you're trying to create consistency, when you are trying to figure out what habits will allow for progression and alignment in your life, when you're building the perfect system for you, it needs your daily attention and energy. I view it almost like a plant. And by the way, that's why I think spring is the perfect time to lock in on something like this. But let's take my garden, for example. So last year was my garden's first year. It was a baby, and that garden needed daily watering, daily attention, daily maintenance. It needed that TLC to get into the swing of things and just learn how to operate above ground. But within the next year or 2 years, it won't need as much time for me on the day-to-day. It'll have some independence, be familiar with the environment, able to blossom and like flow on its own. Like, when I was trying to get consistent with, let's say, movement and making my bed, it was an everyday thought process at first, an everyday fight, an everyday intentional action. But slowly, the action becomes habitual. It becomes easy. There's less resistance. Your body is like, okay, we got it from here. Thank you for starting us off. So my main point, my message for today is that if you have goals for this year or this season or this month, which, by the way, happy April, shout out to all the people that have birthdays this month, happy birthday, but focus less on your goals and more on the systems you have in place. Understand and appreciate your faith for knowing things will fall into place the way they're supposed to and in your favor, but at the same time, and equally important, understand and acknowledge the work you have to put in as well. Like, sometimes the language we receive in media tells us that all we have to do is sit there, write it down, and it's going to show up at our door. And that type of energy and that type of process that people speak about does take place, but it's when we're already moving in alignment, when we are already moving intentionally, when our actions already match the energetic frequency of whatever it is we're desiring. That doesn't happen when we aren't doing anything. And so I say this with all the love in the world, because as I've said many times, one of the greatest acts of self-love and self-care is to create systems in which your daily actions will align with the goals you speak and write about or dream about. I also want to point out that creating systems in which you address your daily actions, daily is the key word in this, is the most powerful of all, because we underestimate the power that lies within our day-to-day actions. Like, I used to think that you just needed one big action, that one big life-changing action. And that's really not usually the case. It's the daily small actions that accumulate and change your mentality. They change your energy and usually place you in the right path, the right energetic frequency for that one quote-unquote big opportunity or life-changing opportunity, life-changing decision, whatever it may be. And that's why I feel like your time within your day-to-day is the most sacred. So I feel like to add on to what I'm saying, or better support what I'm saying, because I feel like a lot of people come online and say, hey, the key to everything is consistency. The key to everything is discipline. Everything lies in your daily habits. Like, I feel like a lot of people say that, and that's great. But we also have to acknowledge the fact that we are not machines. And so as humans, we're going to get up every day and feel different types of way. As humans, we need systems in place. And so I think this is an ongoing list that I can add to, but I really want to share four aspects that I kept at the forefront of my mind while I was building the system back when I really wasn't doing many actions. And I was like, okay, we got to do something, babe, because this whole everything's just going to work out and we're not doing anything isn't working. So these are four things that I kept in my mind while I was building it, but these are also four things that I still keep in mind on the day-to-day because, like I said, I'm human, and so things are going to change. What may have worked for me while I was building the system may not work now. Like, I was 20 or maybe 19. I think I was 19. I'm 22 now. So you know, we're growing, we're evolving, our body changes, you know, we've got to customize and adjust as we see fit. I can't necessarily talk about specific goals because everyone has different goals, different timelines, different circumstances. We're all in different environments, but I can speak to consistency as a whole and just the general psychology around like maintaining it and building it. So the first thing is that when you are starting out, when you are building your system, you want to create paths of low resistance because paths of low resistance will allow you to build the muscle and create that consistency you're looking for. And to do that, you've got to be real with yourself. You've got to be real with yourself. So let's say that you want to run a marathon by the end of the year, but you can't run a mile yet. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. But by prioritizing building a path of low resistance, you do not want to set out to run 5 miles each day when you can't run a mile yet, because you're honestly setting yourself up for not actually completing that task. Instead, you want to set your system up in a way so that you can learn to run a mile with ease first, and that might be running a quarter each day till that gets comfortable, then running a half each day, then running 3/4, then, you know what I'm saying? Little by little. If you want to drink more water and you're really struggling to, you've got to keep a refillable water bottle within arm's reach of you all the time. Like, that's the best way to do it. You're going to naturally begin to gravitate towards it within your day. And again, like, that's just a path of low resistance. You're not making yourself every hour, okay, I've got to stop what I'm doing, go fill this thing up and chug it. You're going to naturally just start drinking water progressively throughout the day because it's right there in human nature. That's just what your body's going to do. If you want to stay on top of assignments, you can't ask yourself to complete all your assignments for the week or month in a single day. I know some people say, okay, this works, but it's not sustainable. That's not really, in my eyes, creating a system, because it might work while you're in easy classes. It might work this one time, but will it work when things get really difficult, when every class has a really complicated project or paper or lengthy exam? You know what I'm saying? Like my freshman first semester, I had that in the bag, you know what I'm saying? It was real easy, but as things progressed, that couldn't work the same. And so my consistent advice is that you have to make it so that it's digestible. Our bodies, again, like I keep saying, we're humans. They like paths in which they don't feel overly stressed out when they go down it. So we don't want paths in which our cortisol levels are rising daily. We want paths that our bodies gravitate to, paths that present a slight healthy challenge, right? But they don't feel like a mountain in creating a system like that. And yes, maybe, possibly, you may slow down the rate of progress, but you will most definitely 100% maintain the rate of progress longer than any other path, because it's a path that allows for rest and breathing and room. And it's a path that begins to make your daily habits representative of your general goals. The second thing, again, takes being real with yourself. And I'm starting to realize, I think that's at the core of everything we're talking about, systems and habits and consistencies and action and, you know, doing things. You've got to be real with yourself. So when you recognize an action is something that you want to skip, and that's going to be different for everybody. But if that action is something that's helpful for you and it's helpful for what you want to achieve, you have to attach something pleasurable to it. So let's say you struggle to move each day or cook at home or study or take care of your living space or complete your night routine like washing your face and brushing your teeth. I would advise you to attach either a show you love, a movie you love, an album you love, a conversation with a person you love, a podcast you love, or a treat afterwards, like an ice cream trip, a fun car ride, some window shopping. I don't know what you love. I'm trying to list a lot of things, but it's literal psychology that it will help you get through the task. It will make it more bearable. And it even might make you start to begin looking forward to the task, because now you're not necessarily just viewing the task as the task, you're viewing the task and that enjoyable thing that's now associated with it. And beyond that, another aspect to this is that you have to switch the mindset surrounding it, because express Meaning you have to express gratitude for the ability to complete actions that we take for granted or we view as a chore. And sometimes that's hard to hear, it really is, but it helps release the resentment that may be present or building with that task. Like, I really don't have resentment around cleaning. I'm like, wow, I'm so blessed to have a space like this, a space I love this much. The least I can do is keep it in tip-top shape, take care of it. Same with like my car or laundry, these clothes. I love these clothes. Wow, I'm so happy that I was able to get these clothes. I'm gonna keep them in good condition. Beyond that, if it's just like studying or a thing, I know it's sometimes hard to hear in the moment, especially if you're dealing with difficult professors or teachers, but education is such a blessing and something that I'm really grateful for and all the information that I've learned. And so in the midst of studying for that exam that feels ridiculous, I'm grateful to be taking in all this information. But don't get me wrong, I'm not saying to be grateful when something terrible is happening to you or something like that, you know, you don't deserve have. I'm not saying that at all. I mean, just the things of life that were like, ugh, like, oh man, the recycling trash, like little things that I'll catch myself going to complain about, or, you know, oh my gosh, I don't want to walk. I'm like, wow, I'm glad I can walk. You know, it really does make a difference to just switch that gratitude around it. And instead of telling yourself, okay, I've got to, when you just start saying, I'm glad I have the ability to, and really just have that deep talk with yourself, I think that may help you. Some people might be like, Kat, yeah, it's not going to do anything. But for some, I think that really may help. I hope that what I'm trying to get through is getting through. The third thing is that you need to create a system in which when you do not feel up to it, when it's cloudy, when the conditions are not optimal, which is honestly really a representation of life, because not every day you're going to wake up at 100% with a beautiful day and perfect weather and just like good energy. Some days it's going to be gloomy and you're feeling 80%, 60%, 30%. And so you have to be able to release yourself from coddling yourself beyond what is healthy, because I'm all for a little coddling from time to time, okay? Because if not you, who else, right? So sometimes you have to be that soft place to land. Sometimes you need the break. You need no pressure, right? But you have to realize when it's going too far, and it's actually creating resistance between where you are and where you want to be. You have to remind yourself that your habits and the system you are creating is not there to work against you, rather support you in getting to where you would like to go. But you have to give them a chance to work, right? They need a fair shot. And so a little bit of something is better than doing nothing. Doing it at a slower pace is better than nothing, because you're allowing that muscle to build and you're allowing your mind to see like, hey, that wasn't so bad. I could do this again when I'm not feeling up to it, instead of laying in bed all day. Like, I really am the type of person, especially, this might be a little different if I was like out of college, but within college world, a lot of classes, you can skip a few days if you like. Like some, you know, they take attendance, but you know, I've had a lot of classes where I pass with like a 98% because going to the lecture is not needed. And so that can leave you with a lot of free time. And it's like, okay, if I wake up, I'm not feeling it. Yeah, I'm just not leaving my bed. Like, I really used to have that mindset. I'm not feeling it. Okay, I'm not leaving my bed. I wouldn't even give myself a chance. Like, no, I'm not cooking. No, I'm not taking a walk. No, I'm not. Like, literally, that was how my mind worked. And so now, like I'm saying, it's been about a little bit of something. All right, we might not walk miles, but we can walk 15 minutes. Like, come on now. And I can have that talk with myself. Like, I can be very sweet to myself, but I can also be firm. Like, come on now. It's 15-minute walk. We can take a 15-minute walk, you know? And even it's like, okay, you want to stay in your pajamas all day today, but you're still going to get up. You're going to brush your teeth. You're going to wash your face. You're going to take a shower. You're going to get some water. You're going to get a little bit of air. You see what I'm saying? Like, I've just had to shift that. When I'm not up to it, it means nothing at all. It just means we're not doing 100%, but it never means absolutely nothing at all unless you're sick. That's a different, you know, being sick is totally different. Mourning is totally different. And as you all know, I deal with like mental disorders, so I understand, but like I'm saying, I can't give myself too much coddling. And I think that, not every, I'm mostly speaking to like depression, anxiety. I've understood that releasing myself from that coddling is, again, like I'm saying, actually the kindest thing I can do for myself, even if it doesn't feel that way in the moment. It's actually such a sweet act for me. And so viewing it, I'm a little bit on a tangent, but viewing it and changing your mindset on that will probably be helpful. But again, don't speak to yourself mean, because that's never gonna work. Your body's never gonna like that. You still have to say it in a soft and loving manner. The last aspect is becoming more disciplined in the ability to say, you know what? I have time right now. Let's stop pushing this task for later. Because honestly, previously, I think my ability to look at a small task and say, you know what? I'll get to that later. And later turns to days, 2 weeks, 2 months, was very problematic. And in the moment, I didn't see it because it doesn't feel big in the moment. It's like, I'll just do it later. And we don't see the accumulation, just like similar to how when someone gets up every day, and I keep mentioning walks because I'm sorry, y'all, I'm gonna think of more examples, but it's similar to how when someone gets up every day and does a 20-minute walk, and in the moment it feels small, but over time there's a really big impact on that, on the heart, on the body, on the mind. Similar, the same thing happens on the other end. Every time I push a task back, and then I'm wondering why everything feels so out of place, why there feels like there's no, it's like it's on me, but I sometimes can't see it because it was just that I'll do it later. So I say all that to say that I'm really big on looking at the big picture now and realizing that, hey, this email I need to send, putting away these dishes, folding this laundry, sending this application out, making this important call, setting this appointment up, like the list goes on. And I'm sorry, y'all, I'm in college. I have limited things to reference, but the reality is that most of these tasks usually take me under 20 minutes, right? So in the big scheme of things, let me take the time right now so that it stays small. Because when I leave it, when I let everything build up, that's where it feels overwhelming. And like I was saying, what feels like not a huge deal in the moment adds up across the year. Like, oh, you went to all the health appointments you needed to? You kept up with your communication? You didn't let a business or social opportunity pass you by? You kept up with cleaning your space? Like, as the years even go on, that can make all the difference in the world when it comes to your health, your career, your social life, or just your overall well-being and mental space. So like I was saying in the beginning, the reason why I highly regard, this combination, I think it's so powerful, so important, so amazing, is because I've been on like both sides of the coin. And so as I sit here on the other side of really like, okay, let's make these systems, let's put them into place, let's really give her all, let's be, disciplined, let's be consistent. I distinctly remember like started this podcast 2020, I believe, yes. 2021, still, I was still in the process, as the first year and a half of this podcast, I'm still in the process, I'm still in the flow, I think it's like towards, mid 2021, 2022 is really when I stepped back, and it's been like a year and a half or so of that, like letting those systems work. And I'm looking at my life like, wow, is this really my life? And I'll literally be like, how did I get there? And I know not everyone believes in God, but for me, it's like God always be like, hey, I mean, look at the history. It's like a little slideshow. And it was like a daily thing for me. I'm getting up, I'm making my bed, I'm opening windows, I'm getting some water, I'm taking a walk, I'm filming, I'm putting out different creative ideas, I'm starting the pod, putting things like just this constant state of me taking actions, constant actions that were just in alignment every day, daily, just building the system, action after action after action. Like there was the faith, but the works was there, man. The works was in high effect. And like I'm saying, the difference was it wasn't from this, I need to be productive every day because if I don't, I suck and I'm losing. It wasn't like from, sorry, I gotta be real with y'all. It wasn't from that type of mindset. It was still from a restful place. Like, I'm gonna do this assignment. I'm gonna take care of this space. I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to send out, you know, put myself out there for these opportunities. But at the end of the day, I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to rest. And so because, like I'm saying, I know I might be repeating a little bit, because I was creating a system in which I allowed that space for resting, breathing, also where I allowed that space for compassion, where I allowed the space for speaking gently and lovingly, also understanding that lovingly could also be firm, but still kind words. And I created a system in which the pace allowed my nervous system to heal at the same time. That's why it feels like while I'm on the other side of it, yes, there was so much work, but I wasn't on the other end of it torturing myself. I wasn't on the other end of it making it the most dreadful experience for myself. Yes, I made this and this into a habit, but it's habits that I view with joy and that I find so much happiness in. And I feel like I've talked about this before, so, you know, I'm wrapping it up. I've changed the definition of what I see as like that work. So what I see of like that consistency, discipline, it was always this hustle culture that I associated with it and kind of moving in an energy that I didn't really feel like was healthy for me as someone that was prioritizing their nervous system. So to understand that a day full of works can also still be a restful day is an important thing to, you know, realize. Getting to wherever it is when you feel like you're at point A and it's a point C requires the faith of knowing that it's possible, because you have to be in that energy to know that it's attainable for you. Please play my nothing is too good for you episode. Like, you have to know that it's possible for you, that you're a person that can receive that, that you and that opportunity can align. That step has to be there. But then beyond that, you've got to take the actions to match it. And I just think that that aspect of the conversation has been missing in a lot of conversations that I've been hearing as of recent with, you know, a lot of terminology around like manifestation, things like that. Like, I will never get on this podcast necessarily and say I manifested this, because I don't know, I just don't think that it always acknowledges the work that went behind it. And again, a lot of people, like wealthy people, have been wealthy their whole life, and so their opportunities and what we're talking about is very different. And I hope that as we just step into spring, as we step into summer, I hope that yes, you all are gentle on yourself, but it's like every day, all right, you know, let's take these different steps. And every day those different steps are going to look different. And I think it still requires a good night of sleep, some good meals, and hydration. I think that, and I really wish I put a disclaimer at the beginning, which I hope, you know, you guys have made it to the end of this. If you are trying to survive, this episode doesn't pertain to you. Like, when people aren't having their basic needs met, like, we can't be having this conversation. Those basic needs need to be met first, and then we can have this conversation. I'm sending you all so much love. I'm very passionate about this topic, I assume. I hope that you all are feeling like, all right, yeah, I'm getting the cat. And I hope you enjoy this episode. I really appreciate when you all let me know what you thought, like on Spotify, you leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps me so much because I think, if I'm correct, that's how my podcast gets pushed to other people. I really love the energy within this space. I really, really appreciate all of you that support me. Send me kind DMs. Let me know the impact it's having on your life. Like, that literally means the whole world to me. And it's all I want whenever people listen. I just want you all to leave the podcast feeling like, you know what? That did something for me. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hope everyone's month is off to a good start. If not, I am praying that it turns around and quickly. I'm sending you all the energizing vibes. I hope you're having a good week, and I will see you in next week.